Good morning, everyone. This is Larry. It's the 9th of June, Saturday morning, about 4 o'clock. And I've been thinking about peer pressure. Looking back through my life, I realized that oftentimes people from the womb to the tomb are controlled by other people. Now we know God is ultimately in control. But societal pressures on people can be great, can they not? And it's all ordained of God, of course. The family you're born into, the geographic region of the country that you live in, the particular job that you have, the church that you go to, the kind of car you drive, the kind of clothes you wear, the kind of food you eat, the kind of pets you have, the kind of phone you own, the kind of computer you have, all of these things make up our environment and the things that go on in our lives. And our response to them give an indication as to where we place our values and what we give credence to or importance to. And of course, God is the one who influences and causes our responses, our reactions, and what we say, how we act, where we go, and so on. It's all ordained of God. Scripture tells us that even the bounds of our habitation are under His control. So, what do we make of these things? Are we robots? Well, depends on what your definition of a robot is. But the fact remains that God is the potter, we are the clay. He molds us and makes us into the fashion that He wants us to be. I remember right after I got, shortly after I got involved in Facebook, I began to post scriptures on Facebook. And my uncle got real upset over it. And he said, "You need to cut that out. We know what the Bible says. We don't need you to post it on there. And if you keep doing that, I'm going to have to defriend you." And I said, "Well, go ahead and do what you have to do, but you're not going to control what I put on my Facebook page. It's not your page, it's my page." Here's a good example how people try to mind control other people, isn't it? And I've had people tell me, if you're going to be a part of our fellowship or this, you're going to have to take all your sermons down off the sermon audio. Well, I guess I won't have to be a part of your fellowship then. God's the one that called me into the ministry, and I conferred not with flesh and blood. Now you think you're God, and you're going to take away His calling from my life and tell me what to do? Dictate to me what I should or should not do. Isn't that interesting? And, you know, we all have our idiosyncrasies and our faults and our failures and our struggle with the flesh and sin and the devil. But God is behind it all. It's good to know that God is sovereign. He's in control of all of these things. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the one lump to make, of the same lump, to make one unto honor and one unto dishonor? Are we vessels unto honor or are we vessels unto destruction? Well, if we have the faith of Christ, we're vessels unto honor. If God has placed the Spirit in us, and if we've been born again by the Spirit of God, if we find ourselves trusting in the Lamb of God, who took away all the sins of His people, came to save His people from their sins, if we find ourselves trusting in the merits of Christ's work and not any work of our own, if we find ourselves fleeing to the cross of Christ, if we find ourselves looking for His return, if we find ourselves crying out, "Lord Jesus, come quickly," then in all probability, we're one of His. That's strong evidence that we're children of God, who loved us and gave Himself for us, not by the works of righteousness that we have done, but by His righteousness. And, you know, He has done all things well. He is the potter. We are the clay. There's nothing that we can do to add to the completed work of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people believe they can do something to add to His work. But that is not the case. We cannot add to or take away the work of Jesus Christ. And it's always comforting to know that I like the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, speaking of Christ, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. We've all been appointed to something, and it's good to know that we have been called. We have been saved. We've been called with the holy calling, and it's not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God bless.